the wall, the 380, gone. A three-run homer for Tim Anderson. 3-1 White Sox.
Back to White Sox Weekly on 720 WGN.
A seven-time All-Star, a three-time World Series champion, a batting champion, multiple stolen base champion, and I think for today maybe most important, a member of the 1993 AL West Division-winning White Sox. Tim Raines, it is a pleasure to sit down with you today. What does it mean for you coming back today and being with the group 25 years later and putting on that White Sox jersey again, walking around?
I think most importantly, getting to see the guys. You know, there's a lot of guys I haven't saw in a very long time. And just getting a chance to get in uniform together again, seeing them up close and personal is the most important thing for me, because that team was a very close-knit team. Even though our paths kind of get an opportunity to cross over the past few years, but just seeing them all again, it's great for me.
You should have been the Blue Jays, right?
Yes.
I feel like if you reset that series and play it again, that 93 White Sox team wins.
I really do. I think we would have gotten a couple other hits, a few hits here and there. Things would have been a little different. But actually saying this, and I've been in a few playoff in my career, that playoff against the Blue Jays was probably the most exciting playoffs that I've ever been in.
And what's ironic about it is you're like one of the greatest ball players to ever play in Canada, and the Blue Jays, you know, left the they were the team that was smiling. That doesn't seem right, Tim.
Not at all. And I wasn't really a Blue Jay fan anyway, even though I played in Montreal, and we never saw eye to eye. So when I came over here to the White Sox, got the opportunity to play against them. And I think if you look at the stats from when I played against the Blue Jays, I did fairly well against them. So you can kind of tell that we wasn't very good friends.
Hey, Tim, what does Cooperstown and the Hall of Fame mean to you?
It means everything. I mean, it's something that as a young player, and going through the years that I played at the major league level, I never really thought about. And once my career was over, I didn't think about it until my name was on the ballots 5 years after I had retired. I didn't even really think about it the first 5 to 6 years about even being inducted, but as the years went on, I was gaining votes. The more votes I gained, the more excited I got. And, you know, as you guys know, they took 5 years away from my eligibility and kind of scared me a little bit, only having 2 years left of the 10 years. But, you know, I thank God for giving me the talents that he gave me and me being able to go and utilize it out on the field and be rewarded by being inducted to the Hall of Fame.
Well, you know, billionaires, with all the money in the world, they cannot write a check to get into that club. There's only one way to get into that club, and you earned it on the field.
Well, it's certainly special. I mean, there's a lot of things that I was able to accomplish as a player on the field. Some things I was able to do, like being able to play with my son on the same field in Baltimore. Those things are things that, you know, you don't really think about as you're going throughout your career. But when they happen, it's very special. But it's definitely the ultimate, you know, as a player. When you're inducted to the Hall of Fame, that's saying that you put a mark on this game forever. And that's something that I really, really is truly gratified.
I want to rewind back to the 93, now moving into 94 conversation, strike year. That White Sox team wins the World Series, right?
I really believe that. I mean, I felt like we had a better team than we had in 93. It's kind of hard to say that to those guys today. But I really felt like that was the year. That was the year that we had a chance to prove of the 4 years I had been here, getting that opportunity to prove how good a team we had. And we had everything it took. I just felt it was a little bit better. I think the staff was a little bit better. But unfortunately, we weren't able to prove it. You know, everybody used to talk about my old team, the Montreal Expos, over internationally, how great a team they had. But it would have been a great to see if, you know, the Sox could have got into the World Series and played against the Montreal Expos, and then we beat up on the Expos.
That's unbelievable to think about, that would have been the matchup for you.
Right.
In theory, you guys were the two best teams in baseball. Hey, and Harry's talking about the Hall of Fame, and congratulations. A lot of people today, they don't value the stolen base the way when you played. And I heard somebody say the other day that guys don't steal bags now as much because they don't want to put their body through the grind of doing it. Do you think that's part of it, or is it more just the strategy of the game that guys are maybe just, you know, didn't have that Tim Raines grit that you had back then?
I don't believe that. I think it's more of the strategy of the game. I think as you look at Major League Baseball, everyone is talking about launch angles. You know, they're talking about how many fly balls guys hit. They don't, you know, and the percentages of ground balls to fly balls. And it's a bad thing to hit a ground ball nowadays. So strategies have changed. The overall look at baseball, you're starting to see guys shift and things like that. So I think it's probably easier to steal a base in baseball today, but no one does it because I think managers aren't allowing their guys to run as much as we used to run back in the day. The stolen base created run opportunities. Today, it's not so much the run opportunities is being created at home plate with the launch angles, guys hitting balls out of the ballpark.
Yeah. You know, the role of the leadoff man with a lot of clubs has changed. Arguably, you have got to be one of the two greatest leadoff men. There's another guy, Ricky something. I can't think of his name.
Me neither.
But
I can't remember either.
But I mean, there were guys like Wade Boggs, who wasn't a classic leadoff man, but you know, 3,000 hits. You understood that. The Cubs have a 36-year-old Ben Zobrist who leads off a lot. They're using Rizzo last night, 6'10", 250. You know, and now there's guys that are leadoff men that are batting ninth in the order. So, in your world, if you were managing a team, you're skipper of a squad, what do you want out of your leadoff man?
I would want my leadoff guy to be like I used to play the game. You know, regardless of where baseball is going right now, I would rather have a team that ran the base path. I mean, but that's just me. I mean, that's probably why I'm not managing or I don't own a team or anything like that. But if I had my way, I have my choices of the way the game is played. The stolen base would be a big part of it because for me, that's exciting baseball. That's what I think fans want to come see, some excitement. Sure, the chicks dig the long ball, but I just think the fans are just as excited about guys running the bases. A triple is probably one of the most exciting things, I think, for me in baseball when a guy hits a ball in the gap or straightaway center over someone's heads and they go from home to third and makes it an exciting play at third base. That's excitement for me. When a guy hits a ball out of the ballpark and he trots around the bases, it's not so exciting to me. So I just kind of – and I think maybe in the next few years it's going to go back to that.
I do love that. I'm with you. I love the triple. Way more exciting than the homer. Yes, Harry?
Well, the White Sox have a guy in Tim Anderson who is fantastic at running the bases, a really good base dealer. Has anybody thought, hey, Tim, you're here this weekend. Would you please talk to this young man and give him a couple of tips here?
Well, I don't think you really need any tips.
Hall of Famers walking around.
Well,
six straight years, at least 70 stolen bases. Come on.
I think he'll have to talk to the manager. I'm sure he's the one that's making the decision if he runs or not. He has 21 or 22 stolen bases, but I'm pretty sure When you have the power that they have from the third position down to the fifth or sixth position, they want to kind of let those guys swing the bat. So I think that's the difference between him maybe having 40 or 50 stolen bases by now than just having 20.
You give a favorite memory from the 93 team. Anything that stands out?
Well, nothing really stands out, but just being around these guys, you know, just being around my teammates, being around, you know, going to battle with those guys day in and day out, feeling like every time we put on our uniforms and stepped on the field, we had a chance to win, regardless of the situation. And that's what I remember the most is being around my teammates.
And that was a pretty young Frank Thomas right then. What were your impressions of, ooh, this big guy looks like he might have a nice career?
Very impressed. And partly the reason why I wanted to come to Chicago from Montreal. I felt like the opportunities of getting to a World Series and winning a World Series were much greater here in Chicago than it was in Montreal. And Frank Thomas and Robin Ventura, Black Jack McDowell, and some of the other guys we had on the bump was partly the reason why I wanted to come here.
And Jerry Reinsdorf is still here. Jerry Reinsdorf looks great. He's not getting any younger. From a player's perspective, what do you think of an owner who is getting up there in age who says, you know what, tear it down, rebuild it. That's what the fans need, is to wait and be competitive for a championship in a few seasons?
Well, I think if you look at the blueprint that the Cubs kind of put out, it kind of made a lot of other teams look at it the same way. They started from scratch all over again about 4 or 5 years ago, and they put together a team that gave them an opportunity to win the World Championship a couple years ago. So I think a lot of other teams are looking at that blueprint and trying to determine if that's the way to go, because they were so successful doing it that way.
Tim Raines, great to talk to you. Really appreciate it. Phenomenal career. Congrats on the Hall of Fame. And, it wasn't 25 years ago. It was yesterday. No time has really passed. You look the same.
Well, thank you. And it's all, like I said earlier, man, it's great to see my old teammates again, and great to be around them and their families. And, boy, we've all gotten old.